Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE fourth quarter 2018 results presentation. I now hand over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending ENCE's 2018 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our head of IR, Alberto Valdez. After the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Let's start with the main highlights. Firstly, our financial results during 2018 were very solid. EBITDA was 35% higher than in 2017. Net income was 41% up on 2017. Our free cash flow before strategic investments and dividend payment reached 200 million. 36% more than in 2017. Our dividend payments will total 67 million. This is 69% higher than in the previous year. Secondly, we invested 231 million in the renewable energy business. This includes the acquisition of a thermosolar plant in Puerto Llano, valued at 140 million. That is already adding 18 million to our annual EBITDA. Last year, we also invested 104 million in our new biomass power plants under construction, which will add another 30 million to our annual EBITDA by the end of this year. We invested 62 million in the pulp business, including a 30,000-ton capacity increase in Pontevedra, and the first payments of a further 100,000-ton capacity increase to be completed during the first half of 2019. Thirdly, our leverage ratio is just one time our last 12 months EBITDA. We will pay a final dividend of 5.4 cents per share to be approved by the AGM on March 28th. Fourthly, during 2018, we refinanced our debt to save 11 million in annual interest payments from 2019 onwards. Finally, we believe that pulp prices will remain strong in the coming years. Eucalyptus pulp demand, which has increased by 4.7% since 2017, will remain strong. There are no major capacity increases expected, neither this year nor in coming years. In the short term, we expect a gradual increase in prices due to the recovery in demand in China after the new year and due to the planned maintenance shutdowns before summer. All in all, we will finish 2019, the first year of our new strategic plan, with an EBITDA of 340 million. On page 5, you can see our overview of demand and supply. As you can see, the market tightness will continue to increase until at least 2022. Let me remind you that the lead time for new projects is close to 3 years, so we do not expect any surprise increases in supply. We expect the strong pulp prices scenario to continue in coming years. Short-term price volatility is possible, as we have seen recently, but the tight supply and demand balance should correct it quickly. In slide 6, we show the pulp price evolution during 2018 and RISI's estimates for 2020. As you can see, this forecast is well above the price we have used in our new strategic plan. Today, only one large capacity increase has been confirmed for the second half of 2021, and it will only be a mild and short relief to the increasing supply gap. Let's now move to slide number 7, which explains our financial results. Our pulp business revenues increased by 14%, while EBITDA grew by 44% due to an increase of 20% in net pulp selling prices despite a 3% reduction in volume sold due to part inventory building ahead of first half 2019 expansions and 8% cash cost increase. Our renewable energy revenues increased by 4%, with a stable EBITDA due to a 5% increase in energy volume sold, and despite the lower operating performance of the Huelva biomass power plants during the second half of 2018. Finally, our net income grew by 41%, and 2018 dividend is 69% higher than the one paid in 2017. Slide 8 shows the evolution of our cash costs. The increase of around 27 euros per ton compared with the same period last year can be explained by the following factors. 9 euros due to an increase in wood costs owing to the linkage to pulp prices. 6 euros because of higher conversion costs due to rising chemical and fuel prices. 10 euros per ton owing to higher corporate expenses, especially headcount growth to pursue new strategic plan goals. 2 euros per ton due to higher logistic costs. But the most important number here is the spread between gross pulp price and cash cost, which reached 502 euros per ton. Our cash cost for the full year, considering all the factors I have just mentioned, was 377 euros per ton. Slide 9 shows the performance of our renewable energy business. EBITDA is flat compared to last year, despite the lower operating performance of the Huelva biomass power plants during the second half of 2018. Our 2019 EBITDA will reach 65 million, 44% higher than in 2018, thanks to the 50 megawatt thermosolar plant we have acquired and our biomass plant's operational recovery already visible in the first 2 months of the year. Let's turn now to slide number 10. During 2018, free cash flow before strategic investments and dividend payments reached 200 million, with a high EBITDA conversion of 69%, including a 13.7 one-off refinancing cost. Our CapEx increased significantly to 291 million, 62 million in the pulp business, and 231 million in the renewable energy business. After these investments, our net debt reached 305 million. Our leverage ratio is only one time our EBITDA over the last 12 months, 0.6 times in the pulp business and 2.5 times in the renewable energy business, assuming a pro forma full year EBITDA of the new thermosolar plant. The company decided to reinforce the equity of the renewable energy business with 78 million to better finance its growth. This contribution, obviously, has no effect on the consolidated balance sheet of the company. In slide 11, you can see our investments in the pulp business. We will invest 190 million during 2019. We are adding 20,000 ton capacity at our Pontevedra biofactory during the first quarter of 2019. This will add 18 million to our annual EBITDA using our strategic plan assumptions. We are also adding 80,000 ton capacity in Navia at the end of the second quarter of 2019. This will add 28 million to our annual EBITDA using the same assumptions. We will start our first investment in fluff and dissolving pulp during 2019, subject to board confirmation before the summer. In slide 12, you can see our investments in the renewable energy business. The main investment was the Portoiano thermosolar plant, valued at 140 million, that will contribute 18 million to our annual EBITDA. The investment in the construction of our new biomass power plants to be completed by the end of 2019 was $104 million. We expect an annual contribution to EBITDA from these two power plants of $30 million. In 2019, we are investing $130 million in this business. Finally, slide 13 shows our attractive dividend policy. It includes three dividend payments during the year to achieve a 50% payout ratio. We paid the second interim dividend of $25 million in December, and third and final dividend of €13.2 million will be approved by the AGM on March 28th. I would like now to review in slide 14 some of the main highlights of our sustainability strategy. Firstly, we are promoting sustainable forestry through which we have reached 85% of local certified wood. Secondly, we are pursuing the dynamization of rural areas. We spent $182 million in wood purchases and over $40 million in biomass. We are working with more than 1,800 forest owners. Thirdly, we care for our communities. We are eliminating odor and noise and investing more than €3 million per year to community involvement projects. Fourthly, in the following slide, we are reducing our water footprint. Fifthly, we are promoting the circular economy in all our production sites. And last but not least, ENCE is committed to transparency and integrity. I will now invite Alfredo to review the figures in more detail.
Thank you, Ignacio. Moving on to slide 17, let me start with the operating performance of our pulp business. Net pulp price grew by 20% in 2018, driving our revenues up to €602 million. As expected, our pulp production increased by 1% after the Pontevedra 30,000-ton capacity expansion, although the volume sold was some 3% lower due to the announced inventory rebuilding process related with the capacity increases of our biofactories. In order to ensure the correct servicing to our clients during 2019, we have increased our inventories in the second half of the year, and we continue doing so in the first quarter of 2019. Please remember that we will expand capacity by 20,000 tons in Pontevedra next month and by 80,000 tons in Navia during the second quarter. And our inventories were at record lows back in the second quarter 18 with just 28,000 tons or 10 days of production. Despite lower fixed cost dilution due to the said lower sales, 7.8% cash cost increase is twofold explained. On one hand, higher raw material prices, including the effect of wood linkage to pulp prices, as well as rising caustic soda and fuel prices. On the other hand, higher overheads coming from the team building up process of the necessary resources related to our capacity additions in progress. In our case, these costs also include all of our wood and biomass supply team, which we report as overheads and that we need to strengthen in advance of any capacity expansion. These higher costs should be diluted as from the second half of 2019 with a ramp-up of said expansions. Turn to the next slide, EBITDA of the pulp business targeted the expected €245 million. Let me now please explain in detail our non-ordinary results showed below this business EBITDA. Starting with our forestry assets, as advanced in the presentation of our strategic plan during the fourth quarter, ENCE signed two long-term contracts for the sale of wood coming from our plantations located in southern Spain. These contracts will last for the next 12 years at prices higher than those considered in the previous year's mark-to-market calculation, of our forestry assets. As a consequence of these new conditions, we are reverting an impairment for an amount of 11.6 million euros with no cash impact in 2018. Secondly, back in 2008, with the aim of reducing the wood and pulp logistic cost of our Navia biofactory, the company entered into certain contracts to develop alternative logistic infrastructures with different port destinations within the north of Spain. Since 2008, those infrastructures have been slowly developed, but not finished. During this period, ENCE has implemented a different logistic strategy that has proven to be more efficient and from which the company has benefited during the last years. The fulfillment of the 2008 contract would imply higher structural logistic costs for the future than those currently implemented. Under these circumstances, during the fourth quarter, ENCE decided to approach our 2008 counterparties with the aim of negotiating the possibility of a potential contract cancellation. Negotiations are currently being held with high possibilities towards agreeing a breakage fee cost of approximately 10.7 million euros. This amount is significantly lower than the present value of the additional cost that the company would incur during the next years in the event that said contracts are enforced. The corresponding cash outflow is expected during 2019. For this reason, and offsetting the impairment reversal of our forestry assets, we have accounted a provision for 10.7 million euros, which covers the foreseen amount for the cancellation of those contracts. Finally, we have also recorded 5 million euros related to the ENCE Environmental Pact in Pontevedra, signed in June 2016, which were already provisioned at the end of the third quarter and that will represent a cash out in the following years. This provision corresponds to the first phase of our commitment to contribute to the modernization of Pontevedra's city water treatment plant that, as you know, is neighboring our biofactory. It is our intention to progressively provision during the next 2 to 3 years the remaining 16 million euros related to ENCE's environmental pact in Pontevedra. Below EBIT, it's worth mentioning the financial expenses column. Out of the 27 million euros recorded, 18.8 are related to the early redemption of the 250 million high-yield bond launched back in 2005, of which 5.1 million have no cash flow impact. As you may be aware of, this transaction will save ENCE approximately 11 million euros in interest on a yearly basis until its maturity date in 2023. All in all, 2018 ended with a net profit of over 126 million euros, almost 46% higher to that of the previous year. Following with our pulp business cash flow generation in slide 19, recurrent free cash flow improved by 39% up to over 173 million euros, compared to 124 in the previous year. Our working capital grew by 15 million euros, mainly due to pulp price increases and the already explained inventory replenishment process. As said, financial payments again include 13.7 million euros related to the early redemption of the high-yield bond in Q2. During the fourth quarter, our pulp business has strengthened the balance sheet of the renewable energy business with a 78 million euros contribution to better tap the growth opportunities contemplated in our 2019-2023 strategic plan while keeping the leverage limits well below the thresholds established by ENCE for each business unit. Finally, expansion and sustainability CAPEX amounts to 62 million euros, mainly related to the Pontevedra 30,000 tons capacity expansion executed during the first quarter and other investments connected to the next 100,000 tons capacity expansion in the first half of 2019. This figure has been 37 million lower than the one forecasted in our previous strategic plan, mainly due to calendar effects, already considered in our new strategic plan CapEx forecast. Altogether, pulp business free cash flow amounts to €41 million in 2018 after the contribution to the energy business. Slide 20, let me update you on our hedging program. With the only aim of mitigating currency volatility, we hedge a minimum 50% of our expected US dollar revenues for at least the next 12 months on a rolling month basis. These hedging structures are weekly build-up, monitored, and timely adjusted, taking into account the expected pulp price increases. Turning to slide 21, and continuing with the balance sheet, pulp business net debt ended the quarter at €148 million, representing a leverage ratio of just 0.6 times LTM EBITDA, well below our self-imposed limit of 2.5 times. As we already explained, during the first quarter, we issued a €160 million convertible bond with a 125 basis points annual coupon. Proceeds, plus additional cash available in our balance sheet, was used to prepay the €250 million high-yield bond issued on October 2015 with a 5 3/8 coupon. This issuance will translate into a more efficient capital structure, reducing our annual financial cost by €11 million starting 2019 and ensuring our long-term capital needs. While we're not only moving into a more efficient financing, we're also fully committed to sustainability as a key driver of our company long-term strategy, and our capital structure is already reflecting it. In May last year, we refinanced the fully available €90 million credit facility due 2021 with a new €70 million sustainable credit facility due 2023. Part of the cost of this financing is linked to Ence's environmental, social, and corporate governance performance and will be independently yearly audited. This facility is completely undrawn and therefore fully available if needed. In order to be prepared for the execution of our 2019-2023 strategic plan, the company has taken advantage of the current liquidity and financial conditions environment and during the last quarter has refinanced €25 million in bilateral non-covenant loans and entered into additional ones for €75 million at an average fixed cost of 186 basis points and maturing 2023. Let's now change the focus to our energy business operating performance in page 22. The energy volume sold was 4% higher than in 2017, mainly due to the new Cordoba 27 megawatt plant acquired in August last year, and which has been partially offset by the lower operating performance of other biomass plants. Average selling price was 2% lower than the previous year due to lower average pool prices. In addition, the company has cashed in, but provisioned, revenues for a total amount of €13.9 million, of which €10.5 million are related to the regulatory cap and €3.4 million to the temporary suspension of the National Electricity Generation Tax. However, note that this last item has no impact in our EBITDA, as this tax was a pass-through in our P&L. Finally, in December, we have taken control of our new 50-megawatt thermosolar plant, which is already contributing with an annualized EBITDA of €18 million. Taking all the above into account, the renewable energy business EBITDA remained stable for 2018 at €45 million, in line with the guidance provided back in November. For 2019, we expect a 44% annual EBITDA growth in the renewable energy business up to €65 million based on the already visible operating improvement of our biomass plants together with increasing contribution from the new thermosol plant incorporated in December. Following with our energy business P&L in slide 23, below the EBITDA line, year-on-year high depreciation charges are mostly explained by the asset base increase after our last acquisition in Cordoba. Finance cost increased by €2.8 million up to €10.4 million due to the increase in the average gross debt balance to finance the construction of the two new biomass plants that will start operations in the fourth quarter. After minorities, the energy business reported a net attributable profit of 9.1 million euros in 2018. Focusing now on its cash flow generation in slide 24, normalized free cash flow after maintenance capex, working capital changes, interest, and taxes amount to 33 million euros compared to 19 in the same period last year due to a better working capital performance. Strategic plan investments amounted to 231, mainly related to the construction of the new 46-megawatt biomass power plant in Huelva and the 50-megawatt biomass power plant in Puertollano that will contribute approximately 30 million euros from its startup at the end of this year. 2018 investments in the energy business were 24 million lower than our initial guidance due to a calendar effect which will be compensated within 2019. Regarding our new thermosolar plant, the net cash outflow related to its acquisition, taking into account the cash available in the acquired SPV, has been 125 million euros as of the end of the year. Looking backwards and reviewing our M&A activity, as of this quarter, once Ence Energía receives the 2018 expected dividends from its Olive Paulo affiliates, the company would have already recouped up to 84% of its investment equity capital in these assets, just after less than 2 years and a half from its acquisition. Ence will continue to closely monitor new opportunities that could target our objectives under our strategic plan. Moving on to slide 25, net debt position as of for the energy business ended at 157 million euros, including, on one hand, 231 million euros investments related to the execution of our strategic plan, and on the other hand, the 78 million euros contribution made by the pulp business in the fourth quarter. This contribution will allow us to better tap the growth opportunities contemplated in the 2019-2023 business plan, while keeping leverage well within the threshold established by ENCE for each business and saving more than 2 million euros in financial expenses in 2019. ENCE has been very active in the financial markets during last quarter 2018. Firstly, we closed the financing of our new 50-megawatt Puertollano biomass plant, adding a new 60 million tranche to our 220 corporate financing facility closed at the end of 2017. Conditions are the same ones as of the initial facility, with an amortizing banking tranche for 17 million euros due in 2024 and a bullet institutional investor note for the remaining 43 million euros due in 2025. And secondly, we arranged an 139 million euros bridge loan to fund the acquisition of the 50-megawatt thermosolar plant, also in Puertollano. We expect to close on the final project finance structure within March this year. After all these transactions, financial leverage of our renewable energy business stands at 2.5 times LTM EBITDA, considering the pro forma 12-month contribution of our new thermosolar plant. Let me please now return the lead of this presentation back to our CEO for the closing.
Thank you, Alfredo. I conclude this presentation with my belief that pulp prices will remain strong during the next few years. The supply and demand balance is tight and will remain so at least until 2022. Prices in China have already bottomed out, as you know. I expect demand recovery in China after the new year and price increases in all markets by the end of this quarter. Pulp business EBITDA will strengthen during the second half of 2019. Sales in the first quarter will be lower than in 2018 due to the building of inventories prior to the important capacity expansions in both of our pulp mills. These capacity expansions will reduce pulp production during the first half of the year. They will also affect cash cost negatively since there will be less dilution of fixed costs. our FX hedging policy, and our spot sales outside Europe will also affect results during the first quarter. On the other hand, stronger results from the renewable energy business are already visible in the first 2 months of the year, as we are improving the operations of our biomass power plants in Huelva, together with the increasing contribution from the new thermosolar plant purchased in December. Altogether, we see an EBITDA for the first quarter of around 55 million, compared to 65 million in the same period of 2018. For the full year 2019, we expect 1 million tons of pulp sales and EBITDA of 275 million in our pulp business and 65 million in our renewable energy business. We believe our 2019 EBITDA will be 340 million. Finally, we will increase our attractive shareholder remuneration during 2019 thanks to the increase in our net profit. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we are happy to answer any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Jaime Escribano from Banco Santander. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. So my first question regards to the margins of Q4 2018, both in pulp and energy. So the margin of pulp was 35.3%, so there was a quite significant increase. I don't know if you can elaborate a little bit on what is behind, because the price was similar to, well, was actually below Q3. However, the margin was very similar. And also in the energy business, even if we strip out the new acquisition of the solar plant, the margin to me looks like very high, like 38%. Excluding the acquisition, and given that the energy volume has been below other quarters, just to try to understand these two margins. And the other question I have is regarding the Chinese pulp prices. We saw this week an increase of $20 per ton, which was a significant increase. And maybe you can give us some color from your insight, what is behind this price increase? Is that the demand is very strong, or the Chinese players are restocking, or what is your view? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jaime. You don't mind, I will start by the last question, because I think is really important to understand where we are. What happened in China in November and December? Well, Chinese people are gamblers. As prices were going up during the full 2018, they were buying and buying and buying, and they discovered in October that the huge supply chain was with too much stock. A lot of stock of paper, a lot of stock of paper reels, a lot of stock of pulp in their warehouses, and a lot of stock of pulp on the ports, and a lot of stock of pulp navigating from Latin America, Canada, and Scandinavia to China. And then, at the same time that the trade war was affecting the economy in China with some cuts in the credit, they decided to stop buying. As you know, when they decided to stop buying, Chileans reduced prices of softwood. Scandinavians and Canadians reduced price of softwood, and Chileans reduced price of hardwood. Trying, they keep on buying. Brazil decided to don't follow, and they not accepted to reduce prices. But they continue to ship pulp from Brazil to China, and you know that they need 45 days of shipment. During November and December, the market was very limited in China, as Brazil was continuing to ship to Chinese ports. The stock was rocketing in China. What we did at ENCE is, in order to support prices in continental Europe, which is our main market, we did spot prices in the Mediterranean countries, what we normally don't sell. That is the reason why we have higher discounts in the third quarter, sorry, on the fourth quarter, and that is why we are going to have, we still have higher discounts in the first quarter of 2019. Well, during November, December, the stocks will continue going up. Since Christmas, Brazil is not supplying, is not shipping to China. Then what we see is that the prices stops to decline by early January. Since beginning of February, prices are going slightly up every week. This week, they have went up with more strength. And we believe that the stocks will be normalized in China by the end of February, beginning of March. What is very important is that today the stocks are not on the warehouses of the paper makers, but they are on hands of the pulp producers. Then the risk is controlled. What is very important is today our customers have no stocks, neither in Europe nor in Asia. Would mean that as soon as this stock in China, this stock problem in China is solved by the end of February, early March, we are fully convinced that prices will rocket again. That is why we see that despite we are going to have a worse first quarter than the first quarter of 2018, we are absolutely convinced that we are going to make 340 million EBITDA during 2019. And now going to question number one, Alfredo, please do it.
Yeah, Jaime, if you look at our margins, if you look at the quarter, margins in 4Q18, my EBITDA margin were 35%, while 4Q17 was 32%, just 3 basis points. The reason of this margin increase, on one side, you have it on the 4% increase in the revenues that you have from 175 million euros up to 182 million euros on one side. This is, as I was saying, 4% increase. Also, this EBITDA grew by 15.4, which more than compensate the price grew by 10.7%, which more than compensate the reduction in the production and the cash cost. Also, you need to take into account that you have some revenues coming from the hedges. There's 3.7 million euros in revenues coming from hedges resulting from our collar transactions. But all of that is what is making the difference of these 3 basis points in margin in the pulp business. When you look on the other side, you look at the energy business, the fourth quarter, and coming back to the pulp business, if you look at it yearly, we are looking about at yes, a 35% from 28% margin, which basically comes from the price difference. If you look at the energy, in the fourth quarter 18, you had a margin of 41%, while in fourth quarter 17, you have a margin of 32%. One of the main reasons that you have here is on one side, the new thermosolar plant acquired that was incorporated in the last month of the quarter, and there were some other basically some other costs that were not affecting this last quarter as year-end effects that were basically reverted. But that's it. I mean, there's no other any other different thing coming back. Prices, a little difference on the pulp price, including some hedges revenues, and the thermosol plants and some other accounting effects, no, minor accounting effects as of year end. Nothing else.
Yes, Jaime, as Alfredo is saying, in energy, you have to take into account that the margin, the percentual margin of the thermosolar power plant is different to our biomass power plant. And in December, we got part of the EBITDA of this power plant. And you have to take into account that the improvement in yield of our biomass in the south of Spain had already started. We were suffering a lot during the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter. But at the end of the fourth quarter, we started to see results, and that's improving the margin. And regarding pulp, as Alfredo was saying, well, we've been doing provisions during the full year, and they were too high, and at the end of the year, we reverted some of these provisions, and we can explain that to you later on with more specific detail. Thank you very much, Jaime.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Nuno Stasio from Haitong Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. First question would be on the CapEx. In pulp, you have announced a CapEx of 190 million euros. Just to ask if this is all, this includes the part that is not yet confirmed by the board. And my question regarding that is also if in case the pulp market is not as strong as you expect, is there a possibility that you could adjust this CapEx this year, or do you think that you are quite confident that this 190 million euro will go ahead? The second question would be if you could explain us a little bit more in terms of the cash costs, the evolution of the structural costs increase, because it was really, it continues to increase. So if you could help us a little bit understand that, and if you could assure that the structural costs as a in the cash costs will not be increasing. Final one, I think you have mentioned during the presentation 55 million euros of EBITDA in first quarter. Does this include the biomass? And if it does, why is it so low considering that the current prices are still quite solid? Are you expecting a huge spike in cash costs during this first quarter because of the capacity expansion or very low volumes? Thank you.
Thank you, Nuno. A lot of questions. I hope I don't forget anyone. Regarding CapEx of 190 million, yeah, it is the full CapEx expected for the year. Part of it is already approved by the board, and quarter by quarter we are approving more CapEx with this total amount of 190 if everything from a financial position and from the market perspective is fine. Regarding your question, I would ask from a theoretical point of view, and then I will precise what is going to happen and how I see that in 2019. As we said during the presentation of our strategic plan, we are committed to a dividend and to a conservative financial policy. Therefore, if we see that the market weakens, if we see anything who changes, well, we will reduce the speed of the CapEx, not approving further CapEx quarter by quarter. But today, we don't see at all at all this situation, because we are absolutely convinced that what happened during November and December, January and February is arriving at the end, and prices will very soon rocket. If I am not wrong, your third question was about cash cost increase. Well, if we compare our fourth quarter cash cost with the third quarter cash cost, we had an increase of 2% from 376 euros to 383 euros per ton. Wood cost was 3.9% higher, from almost 200 to 207, because of strong winter and a lot of rain in the northwest of Spain during the autumn and the beginning of the winter. We prefer to transport exceptionally wood from our southern plantations, and the logistic cost is higher, and that is why the wood cost is higher. But we have not increased a single euro our prices in our normal market, the northwest of Spain. Conversion cost was lower, was 1.6% lower, from 107 to 105. Commercial and logistics was almost the same, 31.5. And overheads increased 4.2% by 1.6 euros, from 37.4 till 39%. If you are interested in a comparison of fourth quarter 18 to fourth quarter 17, we can give you that later on. Regarding the EBITDA of this first quarter of the year, is going to be a low EBITDA. It's going to be almost 10 million lower than in first quarter last year, despite we have better EBITDA coming from our biomass business of at least 4 million, we are expecting today an EBITDA of 13 million lower in the pulp business. I have to say that we have several impacts affecting negatively this EBITDA during the first quarter. Although production is going to be 11,000 tons higher this year if we compare to first quarter 2018, the sales are going to be 13,000 tons lower. We are building a stock for this shutdown in Navia at the month of May, which is going to take at least 4 weeks, and as we need to have stock for our customers, we are reducing sales during this first half of the year. For your information, we are building a stock. This stock should be at the end of April of 73,000 tons, while it was only 46,000 tons at the end of September and 53,000 tons at the end of December. Then we are increasing our stock by 20,000 tons during January, February and March. Then, despite we have higher production, we have lower sales than the same quarter last year. The FX hedging is affecting negatively our P&L during this first quarter of the year, because today the spot price of the dollar is stronger than our hedges. First quarter last year, we improved our results by 3 million because of the hedging, while we are destroying EBITDA by 5 million during this first quarter of the year because of these hedgings. And regarding discount, discount was 27% 12 months ago, and discount because of these spot sales in Mediterranean countries to don't press European market is going to be 30% during this first quarter of the year. And we think that's going to change as soon as the market will start to be normalized. That's the reasons why Why? The cash cost is going to be higher because we have less dilution costs. Cash cost during first quarter is going to be around 392, and we had a cash cost of 369 in first quarter 2018. As a result of that, we expect a weak quarter in pulp of only 41 million euros, EBITDA compared to 54 first quarter last year. As we are expecting 13 million EBITDA in energy, 4 million higher than the 9 million EBITDA we had in energy on the first quarter last year. As a result of that, we are expecting 55 million for both businesses on the first quarter. But we keep on our commitment to 340 million for the full year because we are absolutely convinced that prices will clip early March. Thank you very much, Nuno. I think I have asked all your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Maxim Mishyn from JB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Just one question, if I may. Thanks for taking the questions. I was wondering if you could quantify what was the contribution of the Puerto Llano solar plant to the EBITDA in the fourth quarter, energy EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2018. Thank you very much.
Yes, Maxim. The yes. EBITDA was only in December. It was 1.3 million euros.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Bruno Bessa from CaixaBank BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just one question from my side. If you could please give a little bit more visibility on the assumptions behind the 340 million euro consolidated EBITDA that you expect in 2019, namely the assumptions in terms of pulp prices and the euro dollar. Thank you very much.
Yes, we are expecting we are expecting 340 million. First of all, 65 million are coming from the energy business. That's our actual perimeter plus Puerto Llano thermosolar power plant with 18 million. Regarding the pulp business, we are expecting this weak first quarter, but we are expecting for second, third, and fourth quarter, we are assuming $1,050 dollars per ton as a fixed price, a discount of 26%, and an exchange rate of 120. And with that, we are in 340.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Álvaro Lence from Alantra Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to know if you could give us some color on the volumes that you have agreed with your clients for 2019. And I don't know if you have secured 100% of the production already as you did in 2018, and what can we expect in terms of, or what has been the negotiation in terms of discounts, excluding the extraordinary sales, to say it in that way, in the Mediterranean. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Álvaro, for your question. Yeah, we have today secured 100% of our sales from our European customers at average discount of 26%. And I forgot before, when I was answering to Bruno from Caixa, these 340 million is with 1,030,000 tons of sales of pulp, and with an estimated cash cost for the full year of 375.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Álvaro.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions. I now give back the floor to the company. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will be in touch again at the beginning of May. Thank you.